Hello, I'm Veronica, Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio. Each year, a delegation of bishops from Europe and North America spend a week on pilgrimage in the Holy Land in an effort to express solidarity and bring support to Christian communities across Israel, Jordan, and the Palestinian territories. It's a visit organised by the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales with a mandate from the Holy See. One which this year takes place from the 5th to the 10th of January and marks the 13th such meeting of this coordination of episcopal conferences in support of the Church of the Holy Land and the Assembly of Catholic Ordinaries of the Holy Land. During this year of faith, the pilgrimage to the land where Jesus was born, died and resurrected will focus in a special way on suffering and vulnerable people. In addition to prayer and the daily celebration of Mass, there'll be meetings with the local communities and Catholic prelates from different rites, students, representatives of civil society, and local authorities. Delegates will also be updated about the current situation in the Holy Land by the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, His Beatitude Fouad Toual, and the Apostolic Nuncio, Monsignor Giuseppe Lazzarotto. I'll be travelling with the delegation and spoke prior to my departure to one of the main organisers of this so-called Holy Land coordination. He's the Auxiliary Bishop of Birmingham, William Kinney, who points to some of the highlights on this year's agenda, such as a visit to a Latin parish in Gaza and another to Syrian and Iraqi refugees in Jordan. But stay tuned and listen to Bishop Kinney. Bishop Kinney, you're one of the key players in the Holy Land coordination venture. You've been on this January pilgrimage many times before, but this year the visit focuses in a special way on suffering and vulnerable people. What do you believe some of the highlights might be?
I think some of the highlights could be visiting refugees, both in Jordan and in various parts of Palestine. We would also be interested in information about what has happened in the recent war in the Gaza Strip, of course, and how that is affecting the Christian minority. So also we will be looking at the ongoing problems of the occupation and of the situation in which the Christians find themselves.
Each year the backdrop to the visit has a particular context. Would you agree with that? How would you view this year's scenario?
I do agree with that because the context keeps changing. We're now in the context politically, of course, that Israel goes to the polls in the coming weeks. We also have the situation, of course, in Syria, which nobody can be blind to, and also the threats of Israel to go to war with Iran in some way or another. All of that makes one very uneasy indeed. I think particularly the situation in Syria is quite serious because, as was as recently as yesterday being discussed on the more serious news programs, the disintegration of Syria, then, of course, nobody really knows what will happen when a key country like that should, if it goes out of control. So these are the contexts. And again, I suspect very much it will be refugees and the poor who will pay the heaviest price.
Of course, prayer is an important part of this pilgrimage, isn't it?
It is indeed. We will, each day, of course, is rounded in prayer. We celebrate Mass together. We say some office together. We also, usually on the Sunday, try to visit parishes within the Patriarchate and within the other jurisdictions that are there. We also visit some of the other rites as well. Then prayer is most definitely an important part of this.
A year has gone by since you were last there. Do you think the visit last year served a purpose? To what extent?
I think the visits always serve a purpose to the extent that they tell the people, our Christian sisters and brothers, the ordinary people, that we're still interested in them, we haven't forgotten them. So I always think they serve a purpose. The events always differ, and trying to organise this is always quite a problem because it really is a moving target, and sometimes even when we are there, the programme is being changed according to the situation that is happening. So it's not always possible to plan and then to carry out that plan. But as I say, the most important thing is that the people see that we come, see that we are interested in their problems, and that then when we return home, we try at least to make our governments and others aware of them.
And you were listening there to the Auxiliary Bishop of Birmingham, William Kenny, one of the main organisers of this year's Holy Land Coordination. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.